I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 5th. The person who allegedly shot a woman in Milton, leaving her with serious injuries last week, was arrested Friday before being arraigned on outstanding warrants this week. 35-year-old Joel Williams was arrested on outstanding warrants after investigators learned he was at a home in Mattapan. Williams didn't leave the home for several hours, but eventually turned himself in. Williams is accused of shooting his ex-girlfriend, a 43-year-old woman from Milton, in the area of Belvoir Road at about 7:45 a.m. on January 29th. The woman suffered serious injuries. Williams appeared in Boston Municipal Court in Dorchester on Monday for the warrants. Police also found a .40-caliber semi-automatic handgun with an obliterated serial number and two magazines and a 9mm pistol with a high-capacity magazine. Williams was held without bail in Dedham District Court yesterday after being arraigned on additional outstanding warrants, charging him with multiple assault and firearms charges related to an assault on that same woman in Norwood in 2023. He pleaded not guilty and is scheduled to reappear in court on February 26th. Advocates are asking for the public's help in finding a missing teenager from Braintree who was last seen in November. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says 15-year-old David Joseph Tibbetts of Braintree has been missing since November 29th. The organization says Tibbetts is about 6 feet tall and 140 pounds with brown eyes and shaved light brown hair. The organization shared photos of Tibbetts yesterday asking for assistance in finding him. It is believed to be likely that Tibbetts has stayed in the area or traveled to surrounding communities. Anybody with information is asked to call Braintree Police. Marijuana regulators in Massachusetts are letting the public know that certain pot products sold in the state recently are potentially contaminated. The Cannabis Control Commission said that mold and yeast were detected in some marijuana flower and pre-rolls. The products initially passed required testing, but additional compliance testing found contaminants above acceptable limits. So far, there have been no reports of people getting sick from contaminated marijuana. Anybody who bought the affected items should destroy them or return them to the store or treatment center where they were purchased, including three stores in Quincy at the Quincy Cannabis Company, the ARL Healthcare Incorporated, and Panacea Wellness. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell will be delivering the keynote address at this year's Quincy College commencement exercises. On May 19th at the Boston Marriott Hotel in Quincy, Campbell was elected Attorney General in 2022, previously served as a member of the Boston City Council. She became the first black woman to serve as Boston City Council President in 2018. Campbell also served as legal counsel to former Governor Deval Patrick, general counsel at the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, and as a legal services and employment attorney. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro said graduates and their families will be inspired by her personal and professional experience. 14 new correctional officers recently graduated from the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office Training Academy. The officers were sworn in during a ceremony at the Endicott Estate in Dedham by Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott. McDermott says the theme of this academy was Accountability Matters. He offered high praise for his training staff, led by Commander Captain Francis Reynolds. Academy class leader Ryan Beretti thanked the instructors for the training they received and said the class faced physical and mental challenges that taught them integrity, compassion, and dedication. Tons of trash and debris were removed from five of the Boston Harbor Islands during a once-in-a-generation cleanup that took place last fall. Over 100 volunteers scoured Great Brewster, Middle Brewster, Outer Brewster, Calf, and Lovell's Islands, picking up everything from water bottles and nips to wood, metal, derelict fishing gear, and old boat parts. The historic effort was made possible with a $3 million grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and other funding from the Department of Conservation and Recreation, the National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Center for Coastal Studies. The debris collected will be documented, recycled when possible, and disposed of properly. New York Times best-selling author Ellen Hildebrand will be speaking in Quincy next month. As part of the Quincy 400 Lecture Series, Hildebrand will be speaking at Granite Links on March 13th from 6:30 to 8:30, with a book signing after the event. Named the Queen of the Beach Reads, Hildebrand has penned 30 novels, mostly set on Nantucket. Her recent book, A Perfect Couple, was adapted into the Netflix limited series starring Nicole Kidman. The event is free, however, tickets will be required through Quincy400.com. The tickets will become available beginning February 12th. The Arc of the South Shore, a family-oriented, community-based nonprofit providing information, referrals, and community programs for individuals with disabilities, has named Elizabeth Sandblom of Scituate as their new chief executive officer. Sandblom succeeds Abigail Pereira. Before joining Arc of the South Shore, Sandblom spent 30 years with the state, starting as a service coordinator and rising to the rank of Deputy Assistant Commissioner of Operations in the Department of Developmental Services. Proficient in American Sign Language, Sandblom is an ambassador for Life Course initiatives, championing person and family-centered practices, and contributing to meaningful change within organizations and communities. Sandblom is a graduate of Northeastern University with a bachelor's degree in psychology. Arc of the South Shore was founded in 1951. Individual homelessness levels are rising severely in Massachusetts. Service providers have received no growth in state assistance for 2 years as eyes and resources have been trained on the family shelter system. Communities across Massachusetts have seen up to a 25% increase in individuals experiencing homelessness over the past year, according to the U.S. Department of Housing. The spike comes as the state's been focused on a family shelter crisis that's unfolding in a separate system that's grown beyond its capacity under the pressure of an influx of immigrant families. The pattern is forcing the state to re-examine its 1983 right to shelter law after family shelters consumed $1 billion in funds last year. At the same time, providers who care for homeless individuals have seen level funding in the state budget since fiscal year 2024 at $110 million, coupled with skyrocketing demand for services. Last Sunday at Father Bill's in Mainspring, in Quincy and Brockton, 358 individuals hoped for one of the 270 spaces. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says a perfect storm of factors has led to the highest rates of homelessness across the country and in Massachusetts, and it began tracking it in 2007. Factors include a lack of affordable units, end of COVID-era housing policies, the substance use epidemic, increased rates of domestic violence, an aging population, and an influx of immigrants fleeing violence and natural disasters across the globe. In Massachusetts, 85% of individuals experiencing homelessness are sheltered. Only 10% are so-called chronically homeless, and 90% are homeless for less than a year before they are rehoused. A check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 134 points, NASDAQ rose 262, and the S&P is up 43. Global stocks are mixed as markets mull the impact of tariffs being imposed by the U.S. and China. The dollar slipped, the euro was up, and oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Cleveland 112-105. They'll be taking on the Mavericks at the Garden tomorrow night at 7:30. Bruins shut out Minnesota 3-0. They're in New York against the Rangers tonight at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny and cold. The high only in the mid-20s. For tonight, clouds and a low of 16. Tomorrow, snow mix with a start snow and then turning over to sleet, eventually rain in the afternoon. Could see 1 to 3 inches of accumulation tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s. Friday, partly cloudy, windy, and a high of 39, and mix of sun and clouds Saturday, high 34. The marine forecast today calling for 2-foot waves, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 4:55 p.m. Sunrise at 6:52, sets 5:03. A traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9:15 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, February 5th.